not going to rain all day today. We hope not, because Apprentice Golfer's got to get out practicing on the course. We're talking Apprentice Golf right now, and we've got members of the Apprentice Golf team that have qualified for state, and head coach Nikki Häkkinen, nice enough to join us. Coach Häkkinen, good morning to you.
Hi there, Joel. Thanks for having me.
Hey, thanks for coming on. We appreciate it very much. Very exciting time. We've had individuals, I believe, go to state, but this is our first team qualification for state. Is that right, Coach?
Yeah, that's correct. Two individuals before in the past, and now this is the first team.
All right. And you've been coaching. How long have you been coaching Prentice Golf there, Coach?
13 years.
13 years, yeah. I had the pleasure of spending some time on the course with you, coaching Shawamigan, and I know you do a great job with the kids, and you've not only got a great team this year, Coach, but you have got yourself a young, great team this year. Three sophomores, two freshmen. This is pretty crazy to have a young team like this, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, these kids have been playing golf for a long time out here, and it's kind of fun to see them all come together and play so well this year.
Yeah. As the golf coach, did you see this group kind of coming a few years ago? Did you see them coming up? Or?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, kind of been working with these guys for a while, my son and a bunch of his friends. But, you know, you never know. You get to high school and you never know what kids decide to do. So when the last couple of years they all decided to make golf their priority as far as the sport in the spring, that was exciting for me.
Yeah. Second in the sectional, it was close. Five shots between second, third, and fourth. That's nervous nail-biting time, isn't it, a little bit, for the coach knowing that you're right there, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it coming down the stretch there, we as a team, we made a pretty good mistake on the 16th hole. It was a short par three, and all the boys played it too many strokes over par, and so all of a sudden we were kind of in a tight race there at the end. We kind of had a solid second going for quite a while in the back nine, but then that hole kind of made it so it got really, really tight down the stretch.
Okay. All right, we'll get back to you in a second, Coach, but let's get a number one and two golfers in the team are with us. Eliah, we'll have you go first. Eliah Harding, you're a sophomore. Good morning, Eliah.
Good morning.
Congratulations on making it to state. 39 and a 44. What was that luck course like for you last week at sectionals? Tough course, or how would you describe that?
I think it was a little bit tougher just because the greens were a little bit smaller, and it was kind of raining in like half the holes, so it was a struggle, but I'm glad we got done.
All right. Wet conditions, is that a bad thing? Or can you control the ball a little bit more, or what would you prefer?
Well, I actually have rain gloves that I use that I just bought, and they kind of really help. So I actually shot really well in the rain.
Yeah, because as people who watch PGA and stuff know, as long as you can stay dry and be comfortable, you can control the ball a little bit better when it's wet, right?
Yes.
Yeah, not going to get those long kicks and stuff like that. So going into this season, Eliah, did you think that your group there, obviously very talented freshmen and sophomores, did you think this was reality, that you could make her to state?
Yeah, I definitely knew there was a chance with these two upcoming freshmen. Yeah, we've been golfing ever since we were in middle school, and it's just been a lot of fun, and I'm so glad that we've been able to make it to state this year. So,
all right, 39 and a 44 you had in luck. What's your best round you've ever shot for 18, Elijah?
I had 278s this year.
Okay, that's fantastic. When you go into your 18 holes of golf, what are your strengths as a golfer? Everybody has things that club that they like. What are your strengths as a golfer? What do you play to?
I would say I am a little bit more of an aggressive golfer just because I hit the ball a little bit farther, and I would say that my ball striking is pretty good.
All right, fantastic. And that Prentice course in pretty good shape down there for you guys to practice on?
Not really. It's still pretty wet. Yeah, there's always water on the course.
Yeah, there's always a little bit of water. So as you head off to state here now, 18 holes, 2 days in a row, is that right?
Yep.
All right. Have you ever been down to that course before?
No, I have not. So I'm really excited.
All right. So you'll have a chance to kind of look and play or walk it anyway on Sunday, I would guess, right?
Yeah, we're doing a practice run on Sunday. Yep.
All right. Well, congratulations, Eliah. A great accomplishment. Enjoy your time at State. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
You have got Maddie Haakkinen. Maddie is a freshman. How you doing, Maddie?
Pretty good.
38 and a 41 over there in Luck. What was your opinion of that, of the golf course over there?
I really liked it. I just thought I could strike the ball pretty well, and it was a little difficult with the rain, but other than that, it was good.
Yeah. What is it about as you get into high school golf, your first year in there, what was that competition like being out on the course? Because you're the number two golfer, so you're golfing with some pretty good golfers. What was that competition like for you this year?
I really liked it. They were good golfers, and it really boosted me to play well.
That's kind of the fun. That's kind of the fun thing about golf. Having golf myself, Maddie, is that everybody's very supportive of each other, aren't they, out on the golf course?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, you want to beat the guy you're with, but so 18 holes back to back. That's a little bit unique because playing them back to back days is not something you do during the season, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. What are you looking forward to as you think ahead to the state meet? What runs through your mind there, Maddie?
Just to play well and hope and to enjoy the nice course.
Yeah. Well, Maddie, congratulations to you. Thank you for joining us. And Coach Haakkinen, as we know, golf is such, once you get it down, is such a mental game. How do you instruct these kids? Because when it comes to this level, being intelligent, right, being smart, approaching holes in a realistic way, trying not to always hit the green with that long shot, there's a lot of the little nuances that can make a team good, right?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, this is something that we've been working on, getting better at, kind of knowing what you're capable of, knowing the percentage play that you can do, and then no matter what, you know, you make your decision, and then you just accept the outcome. You have to. And so I always tell them 10 seconds to be mad about a shot, and then they have to move on. Then it's all about the next shot, because it doesn't matter what they did in the past anymore.
Yeah, and never more true in golf. Mention your other three golfers, because we've got a couple sophomores and a freshman also that weren't able to be with us this morning, but talk a little bit about Evan Jackson and Hagen, if you can.
Yeah, so my number three, Evan Lord, is a sophomore. And he came into the year and was okay kind of relinquishing his number two spot from last year to Maddie, and he really enjoyed he kind of found a level, like, I don't know how you want to say it, like he found his average a little bit better this year. Last year he was a little more sporadic, and this year he was much more capable, maybe just again playing his percentages a little bit better and a little smarter, and he kept his average a lot more consistent this year.
Okay.
And then number four is Jackson Isaacson. He's a sophomore as well. And he made a good leap this year from where it was always a struggle for him to break 100. And this year, you know, just a little more consistent, a little more confidence. And he's found himself down around 95 a lot. And he had an excellent round for us at regionals, helped us win the regional with his best round ever, and shot 85 there. So that was nice. Pretty exciting.
Nice, yeah.
And then our number five is another freshman, Hagen Isaacson. And, you know, he came into the year, and he's got all these boys are good athletes. And so he came in and had some experience golfing, but it was mainly a whole lot of apprentice golf, hasn't golfed elsewhere a whole lot. And so, you know, he got to go see a whole lot of different courses and learn all sorts of things about golf, as far as, you know, different lies, side hill, you know, downhill, uphill, shots into greens, you know, different rough conditions and all those things. And so he did a great job this year of you know, he started out just kind of being just above 100. And then by the end of the year, he was breaking 100 pretty consistently. And he had his best round ever at our sectional and shot 89. So, and that was huge for us.
Yeah, and you talk about, for those who aren't familiar with, you talk about the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 golfers, and that's just pairing up golfers that are considered to be, maybe have scored the best on your team, rated 1 through 5. But all the scores count equally, and when you look at, you won by 3 shots, you finished ahead of Ladysmith by 3 shots at the sectional. That 42 by Hagen on the front nine, that was big, wasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So we played the front nine in about 4 to 5 holes of rain, and probably the hardest rain that we had on the course for him anyway was on his 4th hole, and he hit a good drive, had about 80 yards in, and hit the 80 yard shot to about 8 feet and made birdie in the rain. So he had a couple things like that happen that was just kept that front nine really solid, excellent front nine for him.
All right. Very special year for your young golfers, Coach, and you have to be excited for them and the opportunity to play in such a fantastic course down in Kohler. Have you been down to that course before, Coach?
Yeah, I coached an individual down there 2 years ago, Joe Heckman, and so I have some experience there, which will be helpful, and certainly excited for this course. It's sets up a little bit better for my team. The Luck course was kind of narrow and tight, and only benefited a couple of the players, and whereas this course now is a little bit wider, bigger driving areas, and I think they're going to really enjoy it.
All right. Coach, congratulations to you and your boys there. Enjoy the time down at State Golf. It's going to be a fun couple of days for you no matter what happens. So we appreciate all you do for the kids and the golf program there, Coach. So congrats and good luck to you.
Thanks so much.
You bet. Coach Nicky Haken and the Prentice Golf Team. You can track them Monday, Tuesday if you like. WIAAWI.org has scores on there for you.